From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Germany continues searching for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan. As most of the country was preparing to celebrate Christmas Eve Saturday, German authorities said hundreds of investigators will be working on the probe throughout the holiday season. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Friday, Chief Federal Prosecutor Peter Frank said investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Tunisian Anis Amri received help from a network of supporters. German Chancellor Angela Merkel reiterated the investigation would focus on possible conspirators. Early Friday, German police arrested two brothers from Kosovo suspected of planning an attack on a shopping mall, but it has not been said whether or not they are connected to the Berlin attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. The U.S. took the unusual step of allowing the resolution rather than issuing a veto. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements.
One of our grave concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
This is VOA News. The Nigerian army has captured a Boko Haram camp in the Sambisa Forest, one of the hot jihadist groups' last strongholds in the country. President Muhammadu Buhari said Saturday. Buhari said that the capture of Camp Zero marked the final crushing of Boko Haram terrorists in their last enclave in Sambisa Forest. In a statement following a months-long campaign in a 1,300 square kilometer forest located in the northeastern state of Borno. The statement made no mention of the whereabouts of the Boko Haram leader. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a months-long pause in their seven-year uprising that has led to the killing of more than 20,000 people. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation warns local law enforcement agencies across the United States that Islamic State militants have called for attacks on churches and other sites where holiday crowds might gather. This after the group posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames said citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity. On Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the terror attack in Berlin and the Christmas market in which 12 people died, 56 injured. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. Residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for more than 5 years. In the meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions to resolve the conflict in Syria. West Africa's regional bloc is threatened to use force in Gambia if the country's longtime leader does not step down in January, as scheduled following his loss in the presidential elections. The chairman of ECOWAS, Marcel D'Souza, told reporters the bloc has a standby force. Turkey has imposed severe media restrictions following the release by Islamic State video purporting to show the killing of two Turkish soldiers. The video release came as Turkey is still reeling from the killing Thursday of numerous Turkish soldiers fighting to capture the jihadist-controlled Syrian town al-Bab. American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movie, is reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to California. Emergency crews who met the plane said they administered advanced life support measures while rushing the 60-year-old actress to a hospital. United plane flight crew asked for help when the aircraft was about 15 minutes from the airport. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.